From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey's foreign minister says officials from the foreign ministry and military are going to Russia Wednesday to discuss potential solutions to the conflict in Syria. The announcement comes just a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin said he would work toward restoring full relations with Turkey. Putin's comment came after a meeting with Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan in St. Petersburg. The two agreed to meet later to seek common ground over how to resolve the crisis in Syria. Turkey and Russia support opposing sides in the Syrian civil war. A suspected electrical fire broke out in a maternity ward at Baghdad Hospital overnight Tuesday, killing 12 premature babies. An advisor to the Iraqi Health Ministry said none of the 8 babies rescued suffered any injuries from the fire and smoke. Controversy is still swirling around U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump a day after telling a rally in North Carolina Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton would appoint liberal Supreme Court judges who would take away Americans' constitutional right to own guns.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
Critics interpreted Trump's comment that Clinton or the judges should be assassinated. Trump denied accusations he was inciting violence toward Clinton, telling Fox News that Clinton simply wants to leave Americans unprotected in their homes. Clinton's campaign denounced Trump's comment, but Clinton has not spoken publicly on Trump's statement. This is VOA News. A new batch of U.S. State Department emails from Hillary Clinton's earliest days as Secretary of State in 2009 shows close connections with the charitable Clinton Foundation that she founded with her husband, former President Bill Clinton. Clinton, now the Democratic presidential candidate, has long denied that donors to the charity, which funds humanitarian programs around the world, had special access and influence at the State Department during her tenure. The Clinton campaign said the emails did not relate to her work at the foundation before she became Secretary of State. Pro-government forces in Libya say they have taken control of the Islamic State's headquarters in the city of Sirte. The statement was issued by forces loyal to Libya's government of national accord. The U.S. has been carrying out airstrikes aimed at pushing ISIS out of Sirte, a key coastal city that has served as a base for the terror group's operations. The U.S. Department of Justice released a scathing report Wednesday on a police department in the eastern city of Baltimore, Maryland. The head of the department's Civil Rights Division, Vanita Gupta, says investigators uncovered a pattern of police violating the constitutional rights of people.
We conclude that there is reasonable cause to believe that BPD engages in a pattern or practice of conduct that violates the Constitution and federal anti-discrimination law. BPD engages in a pattern or practice of making unconstitutional stops, searches, and arrests, using enforcement strategies that produce severe and unjustified disparities in the rates of stops, searches, and arrests of African Americans.
Baltimore's police commissioner is vowing to make the necessary changes to improve the department and build trust among residents of the city. The United States is painting a bleak portrait of religious freedom around the world, particularly condemning some Islamic societies that have adopted laws that harshly penalize blasphemy. The U.S. State Department said Wednesday in its annual review of global religious rights, all residents of countries where laws or social norms encourage the death penalty for blasphemy are vulnerable to attacks. The report also said the Islamic State and Boko Haram continue to rank among the worst abusers of religious freedom in the world. The Brazilian Senate has voted to begin the impeachment trial of embattled President Dilma Rousseff, a move that could officially hand over power to her former vice president and current interim president, Michel Temer. The Senate suspended Rousseff in May after allegations emerged that she illegally fudged the numbers on the country's budget to make it seem like a slump in the economy wasn't as bad as it actually was during her 2014 reelection campaign. For details on these stories and much more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.